What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Podcast, episode number 73. Hope everyone is having a great day, no matter where you are. Hope you're grateful. And like I always say, any day above ground is a good day. Let's make it great. So today's episode is titled, What I Would Do If I Was Starting Out in My Career. What would I do? You know, and I preface this episode with, I would not change anything about my story over the last 11 years, because I believe everything has happened for a reason, and I feel like I've done a pretty good job of following my gut every step of the way, and it's kind of crazy how certain things have worked out over time. You know, I quit a job and started a business, went back to school, and finished my degree, played college soccer, and exactly 2 years after my non-compete was over, I started a competitor start a sales team almost exactly 2 years after my non-compete. It's kind of crazy how that worked out. And there's a lot of different things in my career that I would say, you know, led me to this point where I'm at now. And so really what I'm going to go over, and really this podcast is really for anybody that wants to start over, right? So let's say you're 10, 15 years in your career, but you want to start over. Or let's say you're 22 years old and you're just getting out of college, or maybe you're just getting out of high school, or you're getting out of a trade. No matter what it is, you're getting started in your career. So this is what I would do, all right? And I'm going to walk you through that. What I would do is exactly what I did 4 years ago. Okay, I moved down to Naples, Florida 4 years ago, and I helped a company get a sales team started. Not saying that you should do that specifically, but what I did is I took an opportunity, right? I took an opportunity with a company that was fast growing, wanted to invest, wanted to grow. I was ambitious. I was hardworking. I wanted to make good money. I wanted to grow my career. And I saw an opportunity with a growing company and I took it. And, you know, so what I would do is I would pick an industry, right, and a growing company and stick with it, okay? So pick an industry, whether that's financial, whether that's, you know, one of my best friends is in cleaning services, right, or it's in, like myself, medical or cars or whatever it is, pick an industry and stick with it. And the reason why is because a lot of people jump from industry to industry to industry and they never master that industry. They never stay with it long enough to really be able to see the long-term benefits of a growth in your career and or a making good money, right? A lot of people, what happens is they job hop. And they go from industry to industry and they don't master a particular industry. You want to make a lot of money, you want to grow, you want to become really successful, then you need to stick with an industry and you need to stick with a company, whether it's a business that you start or own or it's a company that you work for. You know, this is specifically more for an employee out there, but what I would do is I would find a company that wants to grow, that's in growth mode, all right, with good people in it. And then what I would do is I would go provide a ton of value without asking for much or anything in return. And I'll explain that here in a moment. But here's the thing. Too many individuals think way too short term, right? They think about only what is going to serve them now, not what might serve them 5, 10, 15 years from now. I see a lot of young people, they job hop. And it's pretty normal for people in their 20s to job hop. And then all of a sudden they get into their 30s. And they're like, shoot, I need to stick with a company, right? And maybe it takes them a few years to find out what they really want to do. But I would say it doesn't really matter what you want to do right now. You'll figure that out long term, right? You'll figure out what you really want to do long term. And in fact, if you stick with a company and you do something that you don't necessarily love doing for 3 to 5 years, you're going to be way more valuable in the marketplace in 3 to 5 years than if you just job hop one every 1 to 2 years to find what you really want to do. I say you stick with a company. You know, I love what I do, but I've grown to love what I do. You know, and not everything about what I do is awesome and fun. In fact, a lot of it's stressful. My job is very stressful. I'm a director of sales for a durable medical equipment company. I have anywhere between 15 to 20 sales reps at any given time. We do over 8 figures in sales. We have thousands of customers, and it can be very stressful. Managing people is very difficult, and it's not for everyone. So there's things about my job that I don't love, but it's not like I'm in love with the durable medical equipment industry. It's not like I went into this industry going, I'm super passionate about DME products. No, I just kind of fell into it when I was 23, 24 years old. I had a friend, one of my best friends, his roommate, my roommate, his best friend was a sales manager at a DME company. And he recruited me, and I worked there for a couple of years and did pretty well in my early 20s. And so I kind of fell into the industry, and what's happened is because I've stuck with that industry, I've been able to develop and build success over the last 4 years, right? Not only by sticking with a particular industry and a particular company, I've had many opportunities. I've had 4 other opportunities while I've been here to change companies and do something different. And I've decided not to because I'm like, what I want is long term. I want 5, 10, 15 years from now. I either want to grow with the company I'm at for 5, 10, 15 years, right? And continue to do that long term and maybe even my entire career with this company because I love the people. I love what I'm doing. I love what we're doing. I love the vision. I think it's, you know, it's exciting and challenging every single day. Right. And it's also kind of my baby because I helped start this from scratch. And not everybody's like that. Not everybody has that same opportunity. Right. But the fact that I've stuck with it for 4 years has now put me in a really good position. And what happens too often is young people or people in general, they job hop and they don't stick with things long enough to see success or see growth. And then they complain about, well, I'm not getting anywhere. It's like, well, you've only been there a year. You know, I was a sales manager, quote unquote, with a title for almost four years before I got director of sales. I saw no growth as far as my title goes and things like that, but I stuck with it and I was able to see some growth, right? And it was difficult at times. It was challenging at times. It's been stressful often, but the fact that I've stuck, what if I quit 2 years ago? I'd probably have to go start over somewhere else, right? And so the problem is that people think way too short term. So what I would do if I were you, if you're just getting started in your career, is I would find a company that wants to grow with good people in it, and I would go provide a ton of value without asking for much or anything in return. And you might be thinking, well, that's ridiculous. Why would you provide so much value, more value than you're getting paid for, not ask for anything in return? And let me explain that to you. The key to growth in your career, the key to respect with your employer or respect in your industry is to differentiate yourself. The key is differentiation. And the reality is that 99% of people only do what's required. I've said this in previous podcasts, but they only do what's required. And so the best way to differentiate yourself is to provide more value than you take in dollars. It's the easiest and best way to differentiate yourself. And here's what most people do. They do what's required, then they complain that they don't get raises, they complain that they don't see growth, they complain that they're not getting to the next level, but they only do what's required. They show up when it's required, they only do the job that's required, and then they expect that their boss or their employer is going to give them more. It's like, well, why would they give you more if you're only doing what's required? That makes absolutely no sense. Right? And so the key is differentiation. And the easiest way to differentiate yourself is from the crowd, all right, is to provide more value, right? And then also not for ask for anything in return. Just do it to provide more value, to give to the company that you work for. And I promise you, if you do this for a long enough period of time, good things will happen for you. You'll either get promoted, you'll get raises, you'll get different jobs. You'll have more responsibility. Good things will happen because employers are hungry for people that will just go above and beyond, that will just go the extra mile, because they're very few and far between, these people. And so, you know, you need to differentiate yourself, work hard, obviously, but you need to be patient. All right, you got to be patient. You can't think because you provided more value than you took in dollars for a month that you're just going to get this raise and this promotion and this and growth. You might have to do it for months. You might have to do it for a year or two before you really you really start to see growth. Okay? Sometimes your employer is not going to see it right away. But I guarantee you, if you continue to show up and you provide more value than you're taking, all right, and you're not sitting there just going, hey, I deserve more, I deserve more, I deserve more, right? That's really annoying, by the way, to an employer to be like, hey, I look at all that I did for the last month, I deserve more. It's like, no, keep doing that and we'll see, we'll talk. I want to see if you can really do that, right? And so that's, at 22, if you're 22 years old, I would not be concerned, all right, about what's going to pay you an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a year. A lot of people starting out in their career, they're tied up in a job that might pay them $5,000 or $10,000 more a year, or $15,000 more a year. I wouldn't worry about that if you're 22 years old. I wouldn't necessarily worry about how much money you're making right now. What I would worry about, what I'd focus on, is getting in with a company that's trying to grow, okay, and then differentiating yourself within that company. If you find a company that's investing in growth, and you step into that environment and that culture, and you differentiate yourself by providing more value, you're going to excel in your career. Your employer is going to come in and they are going to push you up in your career. I can guarantee you. And if they don't do it after a year, 2 years, 3 years, then you have every right to leave and change your position. But I wouldn't worry about minimal dollar increases. I would rather you take a job making 30 grand a year with a great opportunity, right, with a growing company that's investing, where you can go in and differentiate yourself and almost start in some ways at the beginning, right? Or at the beginning of a department. One of my sales managers, his name is Brandon. He started only a month or two after I started. He's been there from the beginning and he's now grown. He's gotten like four or five promotions over 3 or 4 years. And he's now a sales manager. He got in at the beginning. He took a risk. He was a store manager at a flip-flop shop for 7 years. Making, 50, 60 grand a year. And he took this job, took a pay cut took a risk to get in at the beginning with a company that was looking to invest and grow. And now he's making a lot more money than that, at least twice that, more than that. And he's now had four or five promotions in his career. So let's say at year five, he decides, I want to do something different. Oh my God, look at his resume, right? He's got in with a growing company from the beginning, built something from scratch. His knowledge, expertise, his skill set has dramatically changed. And just going with the company, he could have went and took a 60 grand a year job, right? And just did the job, okay, with a company that wasn't really investing in growth. And so that would be my suggestion. I wouldn't worry about $5,000 to $10,000 a year, 15, or maybe even 20, maybe even 25, right? I'd rather you take 30 grand than 50 grand, okay? If you can go in with a growing company and provide more value, right? And get in and grow. Okay. Too many individuals, they jump from company to company in industry to industry. Okay. And they don't stick with something long enough. You have to be able to do this for a long period of time. A lot of people, they get in with a company and they expect things to happen overnight while just doing what's required. And then they leave thinking the grass is greener on the other side. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. But most of the time, you need to tend to the grass you've already got. See, the problem is people look over the fence all the time and think that the grass is always greener. And they don't take into consideration all of these different factors, right? And sometimes that grass is greener. And sometimes it doesn't matter how much you tend to your grass, it's never going to work out, okay, the way that you want it to. But most of the time, that's not the case. Most of the time, you need to just tend to the grass that you've got already. And if you tend to that grass, I'm telling you right now, you do it long enough period of time, it's going to pay off 100%. See, if I were 22, I would go work my ass off at a company for 3 to 5 years, learn as much as I can, and focus on providing a ton more value while asking for little in return, because that's going to differentiate yourself from the crowd, and it's going to show you that you're, it's going to show your employer that you're willing to work hard, go the extra mile, and you have a great attitude all at the same time. You're not like out there thinking you're entitled to something. Okay? That entitlement is the most annoying, unproductive thing to an employer. They hate it. So when you're just, you're going out and you're providing more value, you're just asking and asking and asking for a return, right? I'm not saying that there's not at a point in time where you shouldn't ask for a raise, or you shouldn't ask for a promotion, or you shouldn't ask for these things. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but most people, what happens is they do this for a month or two and then they start going, hey, I deserve all this, right? You need to do it for a long enough period of time. And I guarantee you, if you do it for 3 to 5 years, you're going to see advancement, 100%. Here's the other thing I would do when you start with a company, okay, and you want to start over, you want to start your career over, is I would get with your employer, I would get with your boss, your manager, somebody above you, and I would tell them what your goals are and what you want. What kind of money do you want to make long term? What do you want to see in growth? What are your goals? Do you want to get into leadership? What's the trajectory that you want? See, most employees, what happens is they just assume that their boss knows, right? They just assume that, you know, hey, they'll just promote me if I do well. They'll just advance me if I do well, right? And that's not the case. You need to make it clear to your employer what your goals are. You need to sit down and say, this is what I want. I want to make X amount of money. I want to get into leadership, management, or this, that, or the other over a certain period of time. And let me ask you a question. If these are my goals, what, A, are they possible here, right? And you might want to do that in an interview process. Are these possible? And then B, right, what would I need to do to make that a reality? What would I need to do to make these goals actually happen? And then when you get the answer from your employer, your boss, or your manager, right, somebody above you, then you go out and you do those things for a long period of time and you check back in with your manager on progress. Look, I'm making progress. What do you think? Where am I at? Right? See, most people, they don't have this discussion with their boss. See, when I first took over this position that I currently have now, well, I've moved up a little bit, but when I first did it, I told my boss what kind of money I wanted to make. I said, these are my goals. I said, I'm not super concerned about the short term, right? I'm not concerned about this year or even the next year. What I'm concerned about is in 5 years, this is where I want to be. Okay, can this happen here? Right? And he said, yes, this is my vision for what you would be able to accomplish here if you do X, Y, and Z. Okay? And I'm out there now trying to execute on that plan, and I check back in with him on where are we at and what we can do to get where we want to go. And how it works out for me, right? And so the problem is that most people, right, they ask for things as soon as they do more than what's required. So they'll say, you know, they'll sit down with their employer, if they even do this, and they'll say, this is what I want. They'll do it for a month and they'll say, when's my promotion? And that's not going to happen, okay? Well, you need to be focused on, I need to do this for a long enough period of time, 1, 2, 3 years, and I'm going to get promoted along the way. I'm going to see advancement along the way. All right? So let me give you a story about how I got to where I'm at. Okay? So I started this department about a little over 4 years ago. I was the first person there with one other salesperson, and I was tasked with building. Initially, I was just going to do this for 4 months. I was going to build out the training, hire salespeople, train them, and I was going to leave after 4 to 6 months. And after 4 to 6 months, I'm like, I cannot leave. I'm having too much fun. I want to grow this thing. And so I stayed on. And, you know, over time, we started to grow, right? We're doing over $10 million in sales. And I'm starting to have 10, 11, 12 salespeople. And what did I do? I went to my boss and I said, look, I want to become a director of sales. I want to get a manager underneath me. I want to become a director of sales. I sat down and I said, this is what I want, right? I need to see the next step of growth. And it not only is it going to obviously help me, but this is what it's going to do for the company, right? This is what I believe. This is why I believe it's a good move for both, and it's going to be a win-win. Okay, it's going to grow me. It's going to grow the company. Okay, and this is how it's going to happen. So I put this position in place. I designed the position. I wrote out the job description, and I presented it to my boss. And we worked on it together over a 6 to 12 month period of time. This didn't happen overnight. It wasn't like I presented this to him, and then 12 months, and then a month later it happened. It was like a 12 month back and forth. In fact, I sowed the seed 2 years before the promotion even happened. 2 years before I got the title change. Okay, and I hired a manager underneath me. All right, it was 2 years after I sowed the seed, and it was probably 6 to 12 months before we really started having discussions, serious discussions. Actually, I think it was about 8 months from when I first wrote a job description to when I actually got it, right? Which was 4 years after I started with the company, okay? And so this is what I'm talking about with, you have to be patient and willing to go through things for a period of time. And you need to have some stick-to-itiveness and trust the process. Most people just give up after a month, a week, 2 months, 3 months, they give up, right? And I would check back with my boss every week to 2 weeks on this for months, and we talked about it and talked about it. And at times it was frustrating with how slow the process was moving. And it was frustrating at times, but you know what? It was worth it in the end. So the point is when you provide more value than you take in return, your employer is going to want to find ways to keep and advance you, because this is so unique in the marketplace and in the workplace. And if I could encourage you to do anything, and this is, if you own a business, go above and beyond for your customers. Do above and beyond than what they paid you for. If you give, one of my mottos in life is, you give more than you take, you'll win every time. And this is in every area of your life, in your relationships, in your work, in sales, in business. If you give more than you take, you'll win every time. Okay? It's the law of the universe. It's the law of reciprocity. If you give, you will receive. Right? And so the problem is that people want to receive before they give. Right? If you paid me $100 for a product and I gave you $120 worth of value, I'm going to win. You're going to come back to me. You're going to come back to me 100%. Right? Let's say I sold you the product for $100, but I gave you $20 worth of advice on how to do better with that product. I'm going to win every time. You're going to come back to me. You're going to want to buy more from me because now I'm providing more value to you. So that's what you want to do if you're starting over in your career. That would be my advice, and that's what I would do if I was 22 years old, or I was like, hey, you know what? I want to start over. And maybe you just need to start over and you don't need to get a new job. Maybe you just need to do it at the company or the business that you work at right now. You say, I'm going to put a line in the sand and I'm going to do this. I'm going to go into work for weeks, days, months, and years, and I'm going to provide more value than I take in money. I'm going to watch my career take off. I'm going to tell my employer, my boss, my manager what my freaking goals are and what I want, how much money I want to what I want to make. And I'm going to ask them, what do I need to do to make that a reality? And then I'm going to go out and prove it to them and execute on what they just told me. And I can guarantee you, your career and your life will change. Your income will change. Your respect in the workplace will change. Everything will change in your life if you would just apply this one principle. Guaranteed. So that's what I would do if I was starting over in my career. Happy opportunity, everybody. Once again, I hope you're having a great day, no matter where you are and where you're listening to this podcast. Remember that yesterday is gone. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Today is all you have. Spend 0% of your time, attention, and focus on the past because you can't change it. Spend 1% on the future because you do need to have dreams and goals that you're working towards. And then spend 99% of your time, attention, and focus on the present moment and what you can do to make that future that you want a reality. Love you.